I'm Helen Fabian, and with me is Sam Blumenfeld, creator of Alpha Phonics. Sam, I'm so excited that we're working together to present the workbook and the instructions on each of the lessons for Alpha Phonics. What should we keep in mind, or what should the student keep in mind, before we begin lesson one?
Well, first, the student should be familiar with the alphabet before we start teaching the letter sounds. And if the student is not familiar with the alphabet or needs work with the alphabet, then they ought to listen to the second side of the Play Me First tape, in which I discuss the alphabet in great detail. However, the student does not have to know the alphabet letter perfect before starting to learn the letter sounds. And as you know, Helen, the alphabet is divided into consonants and vowels. Mm-hmm. We have five vowel letters, A, E, I, O, and U. Occasionally we also use Y as a vowel, but generally it's the A, E, I, O, U letters that stand for the vowels. And they are probably the most important letters in our alphabet, in that they permit us to make so many different language sounds.
Actually, you can't write words without using vowels, is that right?
Exactly. As a matter of fact, vowels play such an important part in spelling also. And that's why I concentrate first on teaching the short A, because you see our vowel letters stand for more than one sound. And you can't teach everything at once, and you must decide what are you going to teach first. Well, I decided that the simplest way to do things was to teach one vowel sound, the short A, which is very regular, easy to spell, easy to hear, the short A with the consonants. And once we achieve that, once we complete teaching the student the short A and the consonants, then we move into the other vowel sounds and into the consonant digraphs, consonant blends, etc., finally ending up with the long vowels, which are the more difficult because there are so many different ways of spelling the same long vowel sound. Hmm. So we start as simply as possible and move the student gradually into the more complex aspects of our alphabetic system.
So then our goal, Sam, is to have the listener keep in mind that as they're going through all of the lessons in their Alpha Phonics workbook, that our goal is to teach them the 26 letters and 44 sounds of our English alphabetic system.